Next guest says the written word is especially powerful when it comes to helping you work through problems. By writing down what you're up against, you can sum up your problems, clear your mind, and take some action. Writing things down is a major theme running through our guest's new book, which includes a wide variety of life advice he's passing down to his grandchildren. You can join in at 800-642-1234. What is one piece of advice that you would want to pass down to the younger generation in general, your kids or their kids? What's a piece of advice you maybe received from a parent or grandparent that stuck with you over the years or helped you through a tough time? Is there advice you wish you'd gotten when you were younger? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234 or email ideas@wpr.org. Arnie Witkin is a speechwriter, public speaking coach, mentor, executive coach, and author. His new book is called It's Not a Big Thing in Life, Strategies for Coping, Considerations for My Adult Grandchildren. Arnie, welcome to Central Time.
Thank you very much, Rob.
I think a lot of us may have thought of, you know, what life lessons we'd want to pass on to another generation. You actually ran with it and put it all into book form. What inspired you to want to do that?
Rob, I've been thinking about the meaning of life for the last 60 years or so and writing down all my thoughts. And one day I put them into a Word document. There were about 20 pages of bullet points. It was about 2.5 years ago. And I gave it to the granddaughter of a friend of mine who was starting university. I said, there may be some things here which could be useful to you. She took it away, and she came back, and she said, listen, this cannot be for your grandchildren. It's got to be for the whole world. So that gave me a thought, and then I started expanding the book. It took me about 1.5 years until I produced something which I think is readable. I would like to say, although it says for my adult grandchildren, it's actually for everybody at any age. It was just called Considerations for My Grandchildren because that was how I wrote the first 20 pages.
Now, you wrote the book, and one theme through the book, something that comes up a few times, is the idea of when you're facing a problem, adversity, a tough decision, taking the time to write it down is something you found to be very valuable. Why is that? Why does that help?
Rob, you've got a problem, and what happens is that you've got a whole lot of ghosts floating around in your head. What if this? What if that? Should I do this? What if I fail? What will people think? And all these things are floating around. When you actually write them down, they become concrete. You can see them. You can see the what ifs, and what happens is that when you write it down, a clear strategy becomes available to you. Now, you got a problem. My suggestion to your listeners is the first thing you say, okay, I'm responsible for myself and for getting something done about this problem. Now, there are problem-solving modules on the internet. One of the ones I use is the GROW model, G-R-O-W. You can look it up on the internet. What's your goal? What outcome do you want? What's the reality, the R? What resources do I have? Who do I know? What's in my control? What obstacles are there? How do I overcome them? And you just write down everything. Anything you can think of. Stream of consciousness. You don't hinder yourself or stop yourself or judge yourself. Then you arrive at what options do I have? The O. The more options, the better. And what I've found every single time, and all my mentees, exactly the same thing. one of the options becomes absolutely clear. It's like those pop-up books you get. You know, you open the page and out comes the castle and the trees and the people, and you know which option to take. You just know it. And then W is, what's your will? What are you going to do? Now, Rob, this doesn't sound like rocket science because it's a fairly simple thing to do in theory. But it does take focus and it does take energy to actually do it. And in all the years I've been mentoring, and I've mentored some seriously top business people, in their businesses, of course they write everything down, they produce massive reports. But in their personal lives, very, very few people actually do it. And if your listeners get nothing else out of this interview, I would say to them, if you write things down and you come up, the more choices you have, the better. It will change your life, I guarantee it. Because what happens, you go from anxiety to action. Everything about my book is about action. And you go from not knowing where to start to making plans to do something.
We're talking with executive coach and author Arnie Witkin about his new book. It's called It's Not a Big Thing in Life: Strategies for Coping, Considerations for My Adult Grandchildren. He's offering advice not just to his own adult grandchildren, but to future generations. One big piece of advice, the value, as you just heard, of writing things down to sort out problems and tough decisions. You can join in at 800-642-1234. What is one piece of advice you want to pass down to a younger generation, or maybe that you received from a previous generation? And do you use a process of writing of some sort to help you make sense out of your life, maybe even at a tough time in your life, whether it's an organized process like our guest was talking about, or some form of diary keeping or journaling? Join in with what you do at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234, or post on the Ideas Network Facebook page. We'll pick up the conversation coming up on Central Time. This is Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. We continue our talk about advice and problem solving with Arnie Witkin, author of the new book, It's Not a Big Thing in Life: Strategies for Coping, Considerations for My Adult Grandchildren, talking about advice we can give from one generation to another. 800-642-1234 is the number to call if you want to join the conversation, maybe with advice that you've given, want to give to future generations, or maybe received from parents, grandparents, or others. 800-642-1234. Jody is with us now in Milwaukee. Jody, hi.
Hello. Thanks for having me. I wanted to share some advice that my mom gave to me when I was younger. I was bummed when she picked me up from a friend's birthday party because I was one of the first to get picked up. And she told me it's best to always leave the party while you're still having fun. And that's just always stuck with me.
Oh, instead of letting it get to the point where it's not fun anymore?
Exactly.
I love it, Jody. Thank you so much for sharing that. Oh, fun advice there. Arnie, what do you think?
Well, you haven't got time to write things down there. So I think it's great advice.
Thank you so much, Jody. I wanted to ask you, Arnie, a lot of your advice in your book is about preparing people to deal with tough times. We're all going to deal with something at one point or another in our lives. You talk about your battles, plural, with cancer. What kind of advice do you have, especially for younger people, about, you know, the challenges they're going to hit at some point?
Okay. Rob, this particular advice about writing things down works exceptionally well the more difficult the problem is. Because the more difficult it is, the more you've got random thoughts running through your mind, and you've got obviously difficult feelings about them, and therefore to neutralize the feelings or to negotiate with the feelings, you can write them down. And you talk about cancer, which, as you mentioned, I've had a few bouts. I was in dreadful pain after radiotherapy, and I was complaining, I was wallowing in self-pity. I thought, oh my God, am I going to die? So I picked up a piece of paper. By the way, you can do it on computer. And I put down a heading. What is my strategy for coping? What am I going to do about this? What is my plan? And I came up with my strategy for coping, which was, number one, count my blessings. Now, if somebody says to you, when something terrible happens, count your blessings, you want to shoot them, right? But when you say it to yourself, it's got huge power. So that when I counted my blessings, it was hard to feel the pain. The second one was, don't wallow in self-pity. Don't moan or complain, because all that does is it makes the person that you're complaining to feel helpless. So that's different from saying, I'm not feeling good today, but I'll be okay. Number three was acceptance. If it's not in your control and there's nothing you can do about it, acceptance. That was very important to me. Another one was sense of humor. Now, it's hard to have a sense of humor when you're in a lot of pain, but sometimes I used to just burst out crying, actually, because it was so painful. And then I would catch myself and I would say to my wife, if I can't get wetness in my mouth, because the radiotherapy is on my throat, I said, at least I can get it from my eyes. And also, I couldn't speak for 3 years. I spoke in a high-pitched whisper, and I used to go to board meetings, and I used to wear these very brightly colored shirts. And I would say, the loudness of my shirt makes up for the softness of my voice. And the other thing was, I wrote down certain mantras, like I would look in the mirror and say aloud, I love you exactly as you are. I care for you in this difficult time. I am strong. I will get through this. And when I said, I love you exactly as you are, there was a double feeling. The one was sort of being loving, like the adult, but the other one was the feeling of being loved, like a small child being hugged. It's okay. You know, it's okay. And I care for you in this difficult time as well. It's acknowledgement. It's a difficult time, but I felt nurturing towards myself. And I'm strong. I will get through this. That was for grit. That was for determination. That was for steel. And that was for resilience. And when I wrote all these things down, what happened was I just coped so much better, and that stood me in good stead well, that was 20 years ago to start with. I still have cancer, but it's slow moving. But that strategy for coping that I wrote down resonates with me very, very often. And it doesn't only apply to things like serious illness or cancer, whatever. It can apply to major life events, major difficult traumas. And so, you know, writing things down just made me cope with my life much better. But I've used it for everything, Rob. Business deals, personal things, things with my children, simple decisions. I do it all the time.
We're talking to Arnie Witkin. His new book is called It's Not a Big Thing in Life, Strategies for Coping, Considerations for My Adult Grandchildren, sharing advice for future generations from his life, the value of writing things down in tough times. Let's go back to your calls now at 800-642-1234. Marshall is with us in Madison. Marshall, hi.
Hi there. Can you hear me?
Yep, loud and clear, Marshall. Go ahead.
Okay, good. So when I was in college, my very first professor, very first class, he was retiring, and what he wanted to say was that, you know, how people will shuffle and from class to class when they're in college and they're always looking down. He was very adamant that we needed to look forward or look up. And I don't know what his reasoning was at the time, because it was a decade ago, but I like to think that it's so that you don't miss the different things that are happening, because if you're just walking class to class looking down, you just see concrete. But if you look up, you see trees and different people and backpacks and coats and the sky and birds. And it's just a much better experience to look forward and up rather than just down.
Marshall, thanks a lot for that. That's interesting advice. Arnie, do you have thoughts on that idea of appreciating the world around us, not getting bogged down in shuffling from one place to another?
Yes, I very much do, Rob. And I think that what that has to do as well is creating an aura around yourself. Because when you look down and you look defeated and hangdog, you know, who wants to be around that? Whereas if you stand tall or walk tall, head up, this attracts people to you. So I think it's fantastic advice, because it makes, apart from anything else, it makes you feel good about yourself. And everybody wants to feel good about themselves, everybody in the universe. So I think it's fantastic advice.
Thanks a lot for that call. We'll go now to Dave in Oconomowoc. Dave, hi. Oop, Dave. There we go. Dave,
yeah.
Sorry, we didn't have you on the line. Go ahead, Dave.
Oh, sorry about that. Yeah, that was weird.
That was on our end. Go for it.
Hey, it happens, even to the best of us. So everyone is going for their dreams, and everyone says, follow your dreams. And I get that. And that's great. However, when you're pursuing your dreams, especially if they're big, you're going to run into naysayers. People are going to say, you know what? What are you doing? You can't, you know, run for Congress, or you can't, I don't know, be a rock star. People are going to say that. And what the advice is, watch out, because it's the people that are closest to you. And you want to listen to your mom and dad, but sometimes you got to know when to say, you know what? I hear you, but I'm going for it.
Dave, thanks a lot for the call. Arnie, what do you think about that? When we get that negative input on what we want to do, sometimes the negative input might be right. How should we deal with that, do you think?
This reminds me of my father, who used to play cricket. I mean, not much played in Green Bay, Rob.
But true.
One day my father said to me, be careful of the fast bowlers. Now, in cricket, the fast bowler bowls the ball like a pitcher, and the ball comes at your head. Now, what was happening is that he was talking about himself. because he was once hit on the head by a so-called fast bowler. Now, every statement in the universe, including this one, reflects entirely on the person doing the saying. So when somebody says to you, it'll never work, you're crazy, do something different, they're not talking about you at all. They're talking about their own perception. And they might be talking about their fear. And that the last thing you should do is, if you really do have a thought out dream plan, actually it doesn't have to be that thought out, then you need to follow that dream. You need to follow that vision, because you've got to understand that whoever's telling you anything is a reflection of what they are thinking and not what you should or shouldn't be doing.
That's all the time we have, Arnie. We'll leave it there. Thanks for being with us today.
Thank you so much, Rob. It's gone so quickly.
It has. Arnie Witkin is a former business leader, now wears a number of hats, including executive coach. His new book is It's Not a Big Thing in Life: Strategies for Coping, Considerations for My Adult Grandchildren.